And we're going to revisit a subject from the president's news conference for a moment. Mr. Bush this morning made a point of defending his intelligence reports on the war in Iraq. But here's an opinion piece from Slate writer Eric Liu, who says someone still needs to answer for allowing the misstatement about Saddam Hussein's quest for nuclear material to get into the president's State of the Union speech.
When I was a speechwriter for President Clinton, my boss was the National Security Advisor, Tony Lake. Tony had had my job in the Nixon White House, and he used to tell me how his boss, Henry Kissinger, would send back draft after draft of a speech with just four words of comment, "Still not good enough." Usually, Tony would tell me this as he tore up yet another draft I'd written. Not good enough could mean lots of things. Maybe the rhetoric was flat, or the argument was muddled. But never did it mean I hadn't done enough to vet the truth of the speech's policy claims. That wasn't my job. In the controversy over President Bush's State of the Union speech, various people, from the CIA director to White House aides, have tried to take responsibility for letting questionable claims about Iraq's nuclear weapons program into the speech. But two notable people haven't stepped up. One is President Bush, whose flacks have simply sniffed that the president, quote, is not a fact-checker. Fair enough. George Bush should be able to trust that what his staff puts in his mouth, especially on the eve of war, is true. That's why he has Condoleezza Rice, his national security advisor. And that's who's been missing in this game of pin the blame on the bureaucrat. So far, Rice has said she never saw the red flags raised by the CIA and the State Department. What makes this difficult to believe, or very troubling, is the nature of presidential speeches. The National Security Council, which Condi Rice runs, is not just another cog in the machinery. It's the ultimate arbiter of foreign policy making. And a presidential speech is not just a piece of oratory. It's often the instrument through which policy decisions get made. Whenever the president is about to give a big speech, everybody in the administration, with an interest at stake, dukes it out to get their pet issue or preferred phrase into the speech. They're never shy. They make direct pitches, secret end runs, leaks to the media, you name it. And the NSC is an honest broker of these competing agendas. Or at least, it's supposed to be. Somehow, in the biggest speech leading to the biggest change in modern American foreign policy, the National Security Advisor dropped the ball. Over objections, she let a hyped-up claim slip through and distort the case for war. Maybe Rice, a famously meticulous inside player, suddenly got sloppy. Or maybe she thought the case for war needed an exaggerated threat. Last week, Rice's deputy, Stephen Hadley, was the latest to step up and take responsibility. That's a start. But to quote Rice's predecessor, Henry Kissinger, it's still not good enough.
Opinion and analysis from former speechwriter Eric Liu. He's got a forthcoming book, How We Teach. This morning at his press conference, the president both defended Dr. Rice, his national security advisor, and took responsibility for the words he spoke in the State of the Union speech. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.